We don't want to go in 4-4, but I think we would still be in the top 32. But we're definitely playing for a home game. I think if we can beat Lourdes, we'd be home next Thursday. If we lose, I think we'd be on the road. So there's a lot on the line with this game.
Yeah, Class D2, and it's been a strange year. With all those teams that dropped down from D1, a bunch of them being really good teams last year, it's really kind of jumbled the playoff thing, hasn't it, for who's normally there and who might not be there this year?
Well, it definitely has made the class tough. You know, there's some teams that aren't in the top 10, like a Johnson-Brock. There are just so many good teams in our class this year that, you know, even second round games, there's going to be some really big games with good teams playing each other very early.
Mm-hmm. And while it doesn't really matter because we talk about rankings and all that, the Irish aren't ranked. And I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, gosh, when was the last time that Sacred Heart and Humphrey St. Francis were not ranked in the top 10 at the same time? We figured it goes back to maybe the mid 80s.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We've lost three very good teams. There's probably some years that we were, you know, 6-1 right now and maybe didn't have as good a team as what we have this year because our schedule wasn't as tough. But we definitely have a tough schedule this year.
Your football team, one of the questions I had wrote down here was, are you pretty healthy going into the game tonight? Well, it's game number 8. Nobody's really healthy, but your team's suffered some injuries that you have to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, just like everybody else, you're going to have some kids get dinged up. And, you know, we had some guys out this last game that got injured. I thought the guys that came in and played in their position stepped up and really played well. If anything, we're not as deep because we're out a couple guys here and there. But that's just part of football.
Mm-hmm. All right, the Knights coming in here 3-4. As I said, they're fighting for a playoff berth. What do you expect out of them offensively?
Well, we've got to be able to slow them down. I mean, they have kind of a multifaceted offense as far as spreading it out. So our defense is going to have to be good. Offensively, when we have the ball, it's a little bit of an unknown as far as how they're going to defend us. They sometimes only have two defensive linemen. Sometimes they bring up two outside backers and make it four guys on the line of scrimmage. So we'll just have to kind of see and adjust as the game goes along.
And as far as their defense, I mean, you're obviously going to pose problems for them. What do you expect to see there?
Well, I think their secondary is pretty young. That might be one of their weak spots, but it all kind of always comes down to how well you can block up front and if we can give Sam time to throw the ball or not and then mix in the run here and there. But they have a couple big linemen, and their best athletes, I think, are their linebackers. So it'll be an interesting matchup to just see how we can adjust to some of the things they do.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show and the Peru State College Game of the Week coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
Thank you and good evening, everyone, from the Oak Bowl on the campus of Peru State College. That's got a nice ring to it. A lot of fond memories of the Oak Bowl. We spent nearly 20 years here covering the Bobcats back in the late 70s through the 80s and early 90s. And I got to tell you, folks, it's fun to be high above the 40-yard line back in the Oak Bowl tonight. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight we've got eight-man high school football for you, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Nebraska City Lords Knights in what promises to be a pretty neat matchup. Very pleased to have seated next to me again this evening, Troy Nelson. Troy, good evening and welcome.
Yes, good evening. Thanks for having me with you.
Great to be here for a night of football. If you're wondering about the weather situation, we're down to 58 degrees. It's supposed to drop down into the lower 50s before this game is over. The good news is the American flag across the way is hanging there on the flagpole and not moving at all. Now, I pulled in here about 5:15 this afternoon, and we had the consistent 18-mile-an-hour winds, gusts up to 40. The trees were rocking and swaying back and forth, and I thought, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our listeners are aware and have been to the Oak Bowl. This is one of the most picturesque venues anywhere for high school or college football, for that matter. During my years as the voice of the Bobcats, I often referred to this as the Midwest's most beautiful football stadium anywhere. The tree's just starting to change now, the leaves a little bit. We're in the very early stages of it, but I can recall by the time we got into November, late in the season of the playoffs, this is one gorgeous place for football.
Yes.
Troy, let's talk about tonight's game here briefly before we go to the starting lineups. A lot on the line. We heard Coach Gold say there in the pregame that Sacred Heart probably playing for a home game tonight.
Correct. When you look at the wild card points, and again, at this point in the season, that's the only thing that matters. We don't care about your state rankings, what the Omaha Herald thinks or whoever. The wild card points is what puts you where at. So as you sit right now, Sacred Heart is sitting in 15th place with 42.1 points. All right, Lords is sitting in 21st place with 40 even. Now, again, you heard Coach Gold say it, 32 teams qualify, all right? But as the first round for Class D, you split East and West, all right? So, again, if you can stay, if Sacred Heart wins, they should have a home game next week. Now, if they lose, again, probably we're on the road somewhere.
But even that's not a sure bet because so many things can happen out there. So a lot on the road, a lot on the line for both of these schools tonight. Lords, as you said, come in here 3-4 on the night. Sacred Heart on the season at 4-3. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters. I think you've got Sacred Heart defense there, don't you? Let's look at the Irish defensive starters.
All right, Irish defensive starters. On the defensive line will be number 24, junior Joe Simon, 195 pounds. Nose guard will be number 45, Bon Leonard, junior, 250. In defensive end, number 52, Evan Bailey, sophomore, 238. In your linebacking crew tonight, Gavin Lechtenberg, number 31, senior. Number 42, Riley Nelson, senior. And number 5, James Freshel, junior. And your defensive backs will be number 21, Jack Stice, junior. And number 35, Sam Dunn, senior.
Now let's look at that Sacred Heart offense. The Irish are the visiting team tonight here. At center will be Vaughn Leonard, 250 pounds and a junior. The left guard is John Krause. Krause is senior at 174. At the right guard, Evan Bailey. Bailey, 238 pounds and a sophomore. At the ends, you'll see Joe Simon. He's a 195-pound junior. At the other end, James Freshel, 175, and a junior, Jack Stice, sometimes alternates at that end, but he will be appearing in the backfield some tonight. At quarterback is Sam Dunn, a senior at 160 pounds. The fullback is Riley Nelson, a 176-pound senior. Running back will be alternating between Gavin Lechtenberg, 176 and a senior, and Jack Stice, 160-pound junior. That's in the absence of Evan Keithley. Keithley injured in the game last week, and he will not play tonight and is probably done for the season. That's the offensive starters for the Sacred Heart Irish. Okay, we'll take a break here, then we'll come back and look at the Lord starters right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The radiology department at Nemaha County Hospital offers key radiology services for our patients, including mammograms, CT scans, MRIs, bone density testing, and ultrasounds. If you're a woman 40 or over, talk to your doctor about when and how often you should get a mammogram. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Oak Bowl here on the campus of Peru State College. Eight-man football coming your way, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Troy, let's take a look now at the Lord's defense.
All right, starting defense. Again, you heard Coach Gold say they're going to mix it up, but we're going to start with the 3-2 and see what happens. So defensive line, number 70, Sam Bolin, 220-pound senior. Nose guard, 26, Isaac Brueggemann, 140-pound junior. Defensive end, number 58, Gio Lopez, 265-pound sophomore. Your linebackers, number 20, Robert Honeysuckle, 200-pound sophomore. And number 15, Nolan Beckard, 165-pound junior. Your defensive backs, number 2, Miles Poppleton, 175-pound junior. Number 3, Vance Winninger, 170-pound senior. And number 12, Brady Schnitzer, 155-pound sophomore.
Now your offensive starters for the Knights at center, Gio Lopez, 265 and a sophomore. The left guard is Robert Honeysuckle, a 200-pound sophomore. At the guard on the right side, Dane Lyon, just a freshman, 175. At the wide receiver, Brady Schnitzer, 155 and a sophomore. The tight end is Miles Poppleton. Poppleton, a junior, 175. The other running wide receiver slash running back is Vance Winninger. Winninger, 170 and a senior. At the running back, Levi Anthons. Anthons, a big boy, 215 pounds and a sophomore. And the quarterback, Nolan Beckard. Beckard, 165 and a junior. The Lord's Knights are 3-4 on the season, and they're coached by head coach John Bohr. Last week, they had a good outing. They got a win over HTRS, 68-50. The Irish, meanwhile, came out of the short end against Johnson Brock, 44-22 in that game, one in which we know now that Riley Nelson suffered a little bit of an injury and was slowed early in the ball game. Evan Keithley finished the game, but he's out for the season. Evan will not be playing the rest of the year here. We wish that young man well. He's going to be fine. He's just not going to be playing any more football this year. So we're about ready to get underway. The Coin toss was won by the Lord's Knights. They deferred to the second half, so Sacred Heart decided they want to take the football. The Irish will take the football and receive it on the south end. They'll move from our right to left, from south to north. And here to call your first quarter of play-by-play is Troy Nelson.
Well, Randy, you haven't said it yet, but jerseys for Lords are not very good to spot numbers with.
Gio Lopez, I believe.
Lopez is your kicker.
Yeah.
All right.
They wear gray jerseys with dark blue numbers, very minimal outlining, and it's going to be very difficult to ID these players.
All right. Set up to receive for the Irish right on the goal line. Looks like we got Carson Sells.
Yes.
Left-footed kicker is away. It's going to be fielded around the five. Carson's going to bring it right up the middle. He's got a little bit of blockage. He's breaking two or three tackles, and he's going to fall forward to about the 39-yard line.
And there to make the tackle on him was Nolan Beckard. Beckard got him around the ankles and dropped him.
All right, so Irish will have the ball first and 10 from about the 29-yard line.
Troy, you mentioned the jersey number is difficult to read for Lords. On top of that, we have no scoreboard tonight. The scoreboard is out of commission. They have a little junior high volleyball tabletop scoreboard down here in the end zone. We'll try and update you on the time as best we can.
All right. The Irish come out of the huddle. Shotgun formation. Riley Nelson to the right. Two receivers to the right as well. Dropping back to pass is done. He's got time. He breaks one tackle, and he's going to be brought down right there.
Getting in there to chase him down was Lopez. Also in on the stop was Dane Lyons there for the Knights.
All right, so again, wasn't a much of a hit. Sam tried to move up in the pocket, and I think he tripped over one of his player's feet. But anyway, it's a loss on yardage.
Loss of about three on the play, so it'll be second down and 13 now with the ball just outside the 25-yard line.
All right, Irish break the huddle, same formation, done in the shotgun. It's going to be the option pitch to Nelson on the left side, and Nelson's going to get forward for about 2 yards and shove. Nope, they say he stayed in bounds.
Tackled there by Robert Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle, the big sophomore lineman, 5'10", 200 pounds there on the stop.
All right, brings up third down in about 12 now for the Irish. The clock running here in the first quarter at 10:55 left.
We think.
All right, Irish break the huddle. You got two receivers to your right, one to the left. Shotgun formation. Nelson to the right of Dunn in the shotgun. Your snap is away. Dropping back to pass is Dunn. He's going to hit Nelson in the outlet around the right side. Nelson's going to get up for about 10 yards, but he's going to go, nope, stays in bounds, but he's about 4 yards short.
Well, Nelson had some running room over there. Miles Poppleton came over and made the tackle. They just had third and such long yardage that even though he got a nice gain of about 9 on that carry, it still brings up fourth down and 3.
Fourth and 3 on the Irish 35-yard line. And it looks like we're going to drop back to punt here. I think this is Sells doing the punting tonight. Again, Keithley, your normal punter is out. Snap is away. Nope, this is your freshman punting, Cooper Canabi. Cooper Canabi, the punter, and he gets not a bad punt. He's rolled on the ground, Irish. Heck, oh! Irish had it, but they lost it.
Now, for a moment there, Riley Nelson was on the football, but then it squirted away, and Miles Poppleton fell on the ball, so the Lords Knights avoid disaster there. They had an excellent opportunity. Turned into cheerleader there for a minute.
Yep.
Take it easy, Dad.
When you see him laying down there, grab that baby.
Take it easy.
Your freshman in on the punting, bro. Cooper Canabi. All right, so Lords takes over, first and 10 on about their own 18-yard line. All right, shotgun formation, two receivers to your left, running back to the left, and it's going to be the give right up the middle, and we're going to have to pick this number out. Looks like number 23, Levi Anthons.
Yep. Anthons on the carry there to make the tackle was Sam Dunn, the first man to hit him. They drop him right at about the 25-yard line. He'll get 7 on the play, Troy, so it'll be second down and about 3 to go now with 9:32 to play here in the first quarter, no score.
All right. Hurry up offense here, dropping back to pass. Got a man out on the left side, and he's going to be completed, and he's going to fall forward for the first down. It looked like your receiver was your running back, Vance Winninger.
Winninger with the catch over there and coming over to make the stop on him for the Irish. The initial hit was James Freshel.
So first and 10, Knights on their own 28-yard line. You got two receivers to your right, shotgun formation, receiver to your left. Empty backfield, snap is away. He's got some time. He throws it out to his right and into Winninger. And Winninger is going to fall forward for about another 5 yards.
And there to make the tackle, double teaming him was Jack Stice and Gavin Lechtenberg, both in on that stop right at about the 35-yard line.
All right, second down in probably three.
Second down four.
PA announcer says. Again, empty backfield. All right. Beckard is your quarterback in motion now. Comes number four. We'll get a name onto him. He's going to be a pitch out on the option. He fumbles the ball. It looks like Simon might have it.
Irish have the football.
Yep.
The ball carrier that time for the Lourdes Knights on the carry was Kellen Snitzer.
Snitzer.
And they ripped it loose from him, and Simon was there to fall on the football. Big break. The Irish get the first turnover of the ball game. They'll have it first and 10, and they'll begin this drive in Lourdes territory at the 35-yard line. 8 minutes, 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
All right, Irish have it first and 10 on the Lord's 35. They break the huddle. Two receivers to your right, shotgun formation. Nelson to the right in the backfield. Snap is away. The fake to Nelson. Dunn's going to keep it to his right, and he's going to move it up the field for about 6 yards.
And there to make the tackle again for the Lord's Knights, Isaac Brueggemann. Brueggemann on the stop.
All right, about second down and three now for the Irish. Again, the Irish here in their visiting uniforms, all white, with big green numbers, but still not quite big enough because we're, as Randy said before the game, this is not a college numbers. These are all high school, but still, they're better to read than the other team. Second down and three. All right, we're going to go with the I formation here. Looks like Nelson is the fullback. Stice will be the I back. Dunn under center. Snap is away. The give is to Nelson. Nope, Dunn keeps it. Now he pitches it to Stice. Stice got some running room and got a first down, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds around the 18.
Stice driven out of bounds over on the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds over there by Brady Snitzer.
That's your famous triple option for the Irish. They fake to the fullback. Dunn just gets to decide, does he want to keep it or he wants to pitch it?
7:41 to play first quarter. No score here at the Oak Bowl at Peru State.
All right, first and 10 Irish on the Lord's 20-yard line. They break the huddle. You got two receivers to your left. Lone back in the backfield is Nelson. Dunn is under center in the fake to Nelson. Nope, that was a give to Nelson that time. All right, Nelson's going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, he ran right into the back of one of his own blockers there, and then coming up to make the hit was Isaac Brueggemann for the Knights. Actually lost about a yard out to around the 21-yard line.
All right, James Fresh will bring the play in from the sideline for the Irish. He'll be a receiver out to the left, split out wide. And Stice is going to go to your right. Dunn is under center. Again, Nelson alone back in the backfield. Dropping back to pass. He's got some time. Dunn's rolling out to his right. He's got a man open. Nope, he overthrows him and goes out of bounds.
He was looking for Stice over there on the far sideline. Stice covered by Isaac Brueggemann. Brueggemann was there defensively.
All right, incomplete pass here in the first quarter. The clock stops with 7 minutes and 2 seconds. Irish have the ball third and 11.
Big third down play here, Troy. They need to get down to get that first down yardage and get off to a good start against a Lourdes team that's kind of battling for their life here tonight.
Yeah. All right, Irish break the huddle. Looks like you got Freshel and Stice coming to the left. Shotgun formation. Nelson to the right of Dunn. Snap is away. Dunn's dropping back to pass. He fakes once, pumps and drives to the right side, and it almost caught by Joe Simon in the end zone, but he bobbles it, and the Lord's defender bats it out of his hand.
Yeah, good coverage over there by Miles Poppleton. Poppleton just got a hand up in there, reached in, and batted that ball away. Looked like Simon had a good chance of pulling that one down. It was just some good defense by Poppleton to get the make the play.
Brings up fourth down now for the Irish, fourth and 11 on, again, the Lord's 21-yard line. Same thing set up from last week. We got all these big white numbers up here for the 11-man football field, and it's messing us up
already. Convincing myself that the 31 is really the 21 is a very difficult
thing. All right. Four receivers, two left and two to right. Empty backfield, shotgun, Dunn has it. He fakes it, moves to his left. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's going to be batted down by the Lord's. Knights batting it down. Incomplete pass.
Big defensive play there by Nolan Beckard. Beckard's the quarterback on the offensive side. Plays D-back here on defense. And he just went up in the air and batted that ball away. It was on target, too.
Yeah.
And he managed to knock it down. So the Irish turned the ball over on downs. Knights will have it. They'll start first and 10 from their own 21-yard line. 6 minutes, 51 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here live at the Oak Bowl, it's the Peru State College Game of the Week from Peru State College.
All right, Beckard in shotgun formation. You got three receivers to your right, one to your left, and he's going to look to his right. Throws complete to Poppleton. Poppleton's going to move forward for about 3 yards.
And there on the tackle was Sam Dunn, once again primarily to make the hit for the Irish.
All right, second down and six now for the Knights. Can you break the huddle? All right, we're going to have two receivers to your left. Again, Beckard is in shotgun formation, and looks like Winninger is to his left, and he fakes to Winninger, and he's going to keep it. And, no, wait, that wasn't Winninger.
He's nice there on the tackle. Also in on the stop for the Irish was John Krause.
That was Anthony's in on the carry. Your 215-pound sophomore. He's going to get maybe 3 yards. It's going to be third down and very short.
Less than a yard to go here, about a half a yard.
All right. So Knights break the huddle, shotgun formation, one back in the backfield straight behind him, and he's going to fake to him. Nope, he's going to give it to him up the middle, and I don't think they got it. Maybe,
very, very, very close.
It's going to be close. All right, Anthony's on the carry, and it's going to be close.
Riley Nelson in on the tackle along with Joe Simon, and he got it by just about the length of the football. I thought they were maybe even going to bring the chain in and measure here.
Yep,
but
I thought so, too.
He got a very generous spot on the ball just outside the 31-yard line.
All right, first and 10 Knights on their own 31-yard line. Clock running here in the first quarter with 5:30 left. Shotgun formation, two receivers to your right. Becker drops back to pass, and he gets away, and it's going to be caught, and... Ooh, I can't get that number on.
Riley Nelson was right there on him. The receiver was Colin Snitzer, Kellen Snitzer, a freshman. And Riley Nelson kind of made him pay the price. The 155-pound freshman took a pretty good pop there from Nelson, and he'll be dropped.
Second down and three now for the Knights. They break the huddle, two receivers to your left, shotgun formation. Man in motion goes behind the quarterback. Now we're going to have the option play. He fakes it, going to keep it and pull it down and run up the middle is Beckard. And he is not going to get much.
John Krause, the first man to hit him. Krause, 174 and a senior, just wrapped him up around the waist and then pulled him back and waited for help from his teammates.
All right, third down and two, it looks like, for the Knights. Again, they're doing that hurry-up offense here. Number four comes in, Schnitzer. He's going to stay on the right-hand side. Two receivers to your left, shotgun formation. Beckard looks at the head coach and gets to play in. Calls his team down and snap is away. He's going to be flushed up the middle, and he's got some running room, plenty of green in front of him. Beckard's on the run here. He's going to have enough for the first down and a whole lot more. He's going to be brought down around the 24-yard line.
Sam Dunn eventually made the tackle along with James Freshel. Stice had a shot at him about 10 yards back, and he got away from Jack, couldn't pull him down. 4:19 to play in the first quarter. No score here at the Oak Bowl of Peru State, the Sacred Heart Irish, and the Lord Central Catholic Knights.
All right, the Knights have the ball, first and 10 on the Sacred Heart 25-yard line. Shotgun formation, three receivers to your right. And he pulls it down and going to run to his left is Beckard, the quarterback, and he's going to get maybe 3 or 4 yards.
It was Krause that ran him down again with a little help from Riley Nelson down around the 20-yard line is where they drop him. I think they're going to spot the ball right on the 20.
All right, so second down in about five now, maybe six. We'll call it six for the Knights. All right, they're getting to play from the head coach from the sideline. The whole team's looking over there. He signals it out. So you got receivers on your right, one on the left, shotgun formation, back in the backfield, and the give is to him. He runs to the right side, and again, that's going to be Anthony's, and he's going to move forward for about 4 yards.
Lechtenberg there to lead the tackle. Had help from a couple of other defenders there for the Irish.
Be third down and about two now for the Knights.
Clock down to 3 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Still no score.
Two receivers to your right, one to your left. Shotgun formation is Beckard. In motion comes Winninger. And Winninger is going to take the ball around the left side and get the first down and get inside the 10 or shoved out of bounds.
Sam Dunn gave him a pretty good lick over there to knock him out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be first and goal for the Knights now at the 9, 2:54 to play here in the first quarter.
All right, so first and goal. The Knights are going to use two receivers to your left, one to your right. Shotgun formation is Beckert. Snap is low, but he gets it, and the pass is low and incomplete.
Riley Nelson was there on the coverage. The intended receiver, I believe, was Miles or Vance Winninger, but he couldn't get to it. It dropped in front of him. Second down and goal at the 9.
Anthens brings the play in from the sideline. And the head coach giving the signals to the quarterback, and now he's going to make the call, is Beckard. Shotgun formation, two receivers to your left, the tight end on your right. Man in motion, comes behind the quarterback, setting up your option. But Von Leonard is coming up from his nose guard's position and makes him sprint out to his left, and he's going to be brought down for maybe 1 yard.
Well, they pushed Leonard off at first, but Vaughn didn't give up with it, and he stuck with it and ended up getting the tackle after all after a gain of a yard, and now the ball's at the 8-yard line. Clock is running with 2:23 to play here in the first quarter. Again, if you're just checking in with us, no score yet in the ball game, the Knights and the Irish.
Third and goal from about the 8. Knights have the ball, triplets to your right. Shotgun formation is Beckard. He's going to look to his left now, and there's a man wide open over on the other side, and he's going to trot in for the touchdown.
Miles Poppleton makes the reception, and that will go as an 8-yarder.
Yep.
8-yard touchdown pass to Miles Poppleton for the TD.
All right, now the Knights will set up for the 2-point conversion. So the clock stopped at 2:05 here in the first quarter. The Knights were first on the board. All right, for their 2-point conversion, it looks like we got shotgun formation with Beckard and Anthens to his right, two receivers to the right, and they give them to fake to Anthens. Beckard's going to keep it right up the middle and get in for the 2-point conversion. So with 2:05 left in the first quarter, the Knights lead 8-0. You're listening to 8-Man Football on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Peru College here at the Oak Bowl. Farm Bureau Financial Services for your scoring recap. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
That scoring drive for the Knights took 12 plays to cover 59 yards. It was capped off with an 8-yard touchdown pass from Nolan Becker to Miles Poppleton. Becker carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Knights go on top 8-0 over Sacred Heart, again with 2:05 to play here in the first period.
All right, again, set to kick off is number 58, Gio. No, this is a different kicker this time. He's a whole lot smaller. See if we can get that number for you. Sells is going to field it around the 5-yard line, and he's going to move up to about the push backwards around the 20.
Sells met by Robert Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle, the big sophomore, 200-pounder, first man to hit him, and then got help from a couple of other defenders.
All right, that kicker was number 13.
Musa. Having fun with these blue numbers on the gray jerseys here tonight.
All right, Irish have the ball first and 10 on their own 23. They break the huddle. You got two receivers to your right. Shotgun formation is Dunn, and Nelson is to the right of Dunn. In motion comes Stice. Dropping back to pass is Dunn, and he's got Simon open on the right side, and Simon should have enough for the first down right there.
Simon went straight up in the air and caught that high pass coming at him. Pretty good defensive coverage over there. Poppleton in on the tackle. Also, Ethan Brueggemann, they teamed up to make the stop for the Knights.
All right, it is a first down for the Irish. Clock running here in the first quarter down to 1:45. They trail 8-0. Looks like Freshel's bringing the play in from the sideline. Freshel will move out to the left side here now. Looks like he got Stice on the right. Dunn is coming up under center. Lone back in the backfield is Nelson. Snap is away. fake to Nelson. Dunn's going to keep it on the right side, and he's going to get forward for about 2 or 3 yards, and forward progress stopped there.
Robert Honeysuckle and Miles Poppleton teed up. They teamed up to make the stop there after a short gain.
Second down and 8 for the Irish. Again, the clock running here. Dunn stayed in bounds. So we're late into the first quarter here. Under a minute now. First quarter, 1 minute. Looks like Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. And Stice is going to move out to the left side with Freshel and Nelson. So three receivers to your left. Simon out on the right side. Shotgun formation is done. Snap is away. Dunn's got some time. He looks to Simon, and it's going to be batted down.
Nice defense across the way by Isaac Brueggemann. Brueggemann got in front of the receiver, reached out, and batted that football down. Actually, Brueggemann probably had a decent shot at an interception
yes.
there, and he elected to bat the ball down. If he catches that, there's nothing but real estate between
yes.
him and the south end zone.
All right, ball's incomplete.
Incomplete pass stops the clock. It's 39 seconds to go here now.
There he goes. Irish break the huddle. Freshel coming to the left. Three receivers to your right. Shotgun formation is done. Snap is away. Dunn looks right away. Looks to the right side. Looks like it's going to be Simon this time that caught the ball. Yep. Simon moves forward for about 3 yards.
And there to get the tackle again, Miles Poppleton. I've been calling his name a lot here. Poppleton, a junior, 6 foot, 175 pounder. He's very active defensively for the Lorch Knights.
And a clock running here with 15 seconds left in the first quarter, and I'm not for sure the Irish are going to get a playoff here, but Stice brings the play in.
Interesting to see if they go for it here. Looks like they're going to. No sign of punting the ball.
Fourth down.
I don't think they're going to get
it. Two receivers to your right, one to your left. Snap is away. Dunn gets it, and he's got Simon out on the right side for a first down.
Oh, great job by Joe Simon to come down with that football. He got the first down yardage with a yard to spare. That'll be the end of the first quarter, so after one quarter of play, our score, Lords 8, Sacred Heart nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Oak Bowl on the campus of Prue State College. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you. The Irish have the football. They trail 8-0. It's 1st and 10, Sacred Heart. The football down at the 34-yard line of the Knights. Quarterback Sam Dunn, all alone in an empty backfield. Now they come up and put a running back right next to him. Turn, give the ball off on an inside handoff to Riley Nelson around the left side. Nelson with some running room. He crashes inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line, still on his feet and fighting, and finally taken out of bounds. And you got the impression there that Riley Nelson just did not want to be tackled.
Well, and again, you're going to have to use your binoculars over on that side, Randy, to get that. The five jerseys that shoved him out of bounds.
Poppleton was there again. I've been spotting the defense for you. So
man,
we've been watching. Good job of running the football. First down yardage with the ball now inside the 25-yard line, spotted at the 24, just inside the left hash mark. Irish going from left to right, north to south here in Prue State's Oak Bowl. Sam Dunn, the quarterback, breaks the huddle, brings him to the line of scrimmage. He'll put a wide receiver to each side of the field, has a single set running back set to his left. Calling his starting count, that was Nelson. He fakes a handoff to Nelson. Dunn will keep it himself, and he finds good running room again down inside the 20. He's going to have a good gain of about 8 yards on the carry.
And on the tackle there for the Knights, it looks like we got number 26, Isaac Brueggemann.
So now the football is going to be marked at the 16-yard line. That's where they spot it. Second down and 2 yards to go. right between the hash marks. Again, the Irish going now from left to right, from north to south. We're in the second quarter, opening minute here, 10:55 to play second period. If you're just checking in with us, 8-0, the Knights out to an early lead over Sacred Heart. Here come the Irish over the football. They'll set in an I formation this time, done under center. Turns, flips the ball back to Nelson. Ball is loose. Everybody after it. I think the Irish got back on it. Sam Dunn got the football, but not before two or three Lords defenders had an opportunity at it. So that's an unfortunate turn of events there for the Irish. A loss on the play puts the football back out to the 22-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and 8 now for the Irish. Spot the ball at the 22-yard line. Third down and 8 after that fumble out there. Clock shows 10:22 and running. We're in the first half, second quarter. Live from the Oak Bowl on the campus of Peru State College. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Great evening for football. The wind died down. All right, wide receiver to both sides of the field now for Sam Dunn in the shotgun. Dunn is back to pass. He sets. He rolls to the right. Looks over the middle. The receiver's there, and the pass knocked down and falls incomplete. The intended receiver was James Freshel. Two defenders there. Pretty well played defensively,
pretty well
Troy.
Played. And it looked like number two there, Poppleton, was trying to get the interception, and Freshel just became the defender and broke it up.
Freshel did a good job of making sure Poppleton didn't catch that football, so it does fall incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 8. Again, the line of scrimmage at the 22-yard line. Irish turned it over on downs on their last possession, and then the Knights managed to capitalize and put points on the board. Shotgun formation, Sam Dunn. Sets in the gun, two receivers left, one wide right. He wants to throw, rolls to his right. Here comes the pressure. Throws to the right sideline, and the pass knocked down at the 10-yard line. Falls incomplete. Riley Nelson, the intended receiver.
Pressure broken up by Vance Winninger.
That was Winninger that knocked it down there, Vance Winninger. He's a senior, 5'9", 170-pound defensive back. Just came up and ripped the ball away. It was pretty well thrown. Nelson was in position to make the catch. It was just a nice defensive play, and the Irish turn it over on downs. It'll be first and 10 now for the Knights at the 22-yard line. Nolan Beckert has an empty backfield, two wide receivers right, one to the left. Beckert puts a man in motion from left to right. Inside handoff coming around to the left side, trying to turn the corner out near the 25, across the 25, out to the 27-yard line on the carry. And carrying the football for the Knights was Vance Winninger.
Kraus and Simon in on the tackle for the Irish.
Give Winninger a gain on the carry of about 6 yards. It'll bring up second down and a long three, almost 4 yards to go with the line of scrimmage now at the 28-yard line. Again, an empty backfield for the quarterback, Beckert. His two receivers wide to the left, tight end set to the right. Beckert calls his count. Has a man coming in motion from left to right behind him. Now runs the option to his right. Pitches back to the trailing back. The pitch is wide. It's loose. The running back is able to go back, and it bounced right back up into his hands. And they averted a disaster. Good pressure over there by the Irish. The ball ends up going out of bounds for a loss on the play back to the 24-yard line.
That took the night bounce right back up into the hands of your receiver or running back. Yeah.
9:05 to play here in the second quarter. 8-0. Irish trail. Knights with the football, facing third down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, their own 23-yard line. Nolan Beckert, the quarterback, has the snap. He wants to throw, looking over the middle. Now floats out to his left, dumps the ball over the middle. The pass is complete, and making the reception was the tight end. Lined up there that time was Winninger. Winninger's tackled immediately, and I believe they got him short of the first down. Let's see where they're going to mark it.
Stison on the tackle for the Irish.
About a yard short. So it'll bring up third down and 1. They line up to go after it. Quarterback
flags.
They got flags thrown before they were able to snap the football. And it's going to be a procedure penalty against the Knights. So that just turns a third and 1 or fourth and 1 into a fourth and 6th. And that might change your mind about going after it at this point of the field here. Let's see if they decide to kick it now since it's fourth and 6 instead of fourth and 1. The new line of scrimmage is at the 26, 27-yard line, and now they'll punt it. Can you see who that punter is? Boy, that's a good
Good question for you there. I think might be Ethan Brueggemann.
Stice back to receive.
Okay, yeah, Stice is a receiver. Brueggemann gets the punt away. Oh, not a good one. Off the side of his foot. That ball is going to go out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and the Irish are going to have great field position. They're going to start first and 10 just inside their own 30. 8 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the first period here with the Irish trailing 8-0, but Sacred Heart starting this drive with good field position. High school football tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. We'll have the Missouri version. I'll be traveling to Rockport, Missouri. Rockport will be hosting the South Holt Knights in eight-man football. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Meanwhile, over on KTNC tomorrow night, we'll have the Fall City Tigers hosting the Auburn Bulldogs at Jug Brown Stadium. Here come the Irish over the ball, first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Quarterback Sam Dunn calls his count. He wants to throw out to the left. Pass is going to be complete out to Joe Simon. Simon breaks a tackle, has first down yardage. He's still on his feet down near the 30. The ball is loose, and it's going to be covered up by the Lord's Knights inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line. The question is, had he stepped out of bounds? And apparently not. Simon was down there battling for extra yardage down that left sideline. He picked up about 25 on the carry, and the ball got ripped away from him, and another turnover gives the ball back to the Lord's Knights. They'll start this drive first and 10 from their own 19-yard line. Tough break there for the Irish. All right, Beckert, all alone in the backfield. He has Tripp set to the left side of the field. Beckert calling his count, has the snap, looks over the middle. Passes on over the middle, complete to Poppleton. He has running room out to the right. It's a foot race, and Poppleton is finally chased down in Irish territory, down near the 25-yard line. Inside the 25 is where they're going to spot it, and a big play right off the bat after the turnover there by the Knights.
Sam Dunn coming up from the safety position to put the hit on him and drag him down.
Spot the football at the 25-yard line. First and 10 for the Knights. They lead 8-0. Quarterback is Nolan Beckert. Again, he'll set with trips to the left side of the field. Beckert in the shotgun formation, calling his cadence, has the snap. Again, looks to the middle. Throws the ball over the middle. The pass overthrown. His intended receiver looked like Dunn had a chance for a possible interception, just couldn't quite pull it in as they dumped that one over the middle, and they were looking over the center for Vance Winninger.
Again, Dunn had to go low to try and get that, but just couldn't get to it quick enough.
Bring the ball back to the 25-yard line. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go for the Knights. Clock shows 7:32 to play in the first half. 8-0. Lord's Knights on top. Beckert, the quarterback, trips to the right side of the field. Tight end set to the left. Beckert calling his cadence on second down and 10. Has a man in motion from right to left. Gives it on the inside handoff, coming around the left side at the 20, inside the 20, down near the 17 or 18-yard line. On the carry for the Knights was Vance Winninger.
Freshill in on the tackle for the Irish.
Gain of 8 on the play, brings up third down and 2 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the 17-yard line of Sacred Heart, third and 2. Waiting for the play call in from the side. They go with no huddle. Beckert in the gun. Two receivers split to the left side of the field. Beckert calling his cadence, tight end set to his right. Beckert, man comes in motion, keeps it himself. Beckert right up the middle on the run. He'll be tackled and brought down by Simon. Simon makes a stop on him, but he'll be stopped short of the first down yardage just outside the 15 at the 16, and it'll be fourth down and 1.
All right, so fourth and 1. This is a big play for the Irish now. Here in the second quarter with 6:32 left.
Fourth down and 1. Hands under center is Beckert. They'll try the quarterback sneak. And looks like the Irish jumped on the hard count. That'll cost him 5 yards. And it'll be offsides against Sacred Heart. The hard count got him.
You know, and I think that's what the Knights tried to do the last time when they jumped.
So that moves the ball down to the 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10. They can get a first down at the 1-yard line. Beckert puts two receivers to the narrow side of the field to his left. Beckert calling his cadence, has the snap. Beckert's going to run it himself right up the middle, broke one tackle, on his feet, running out to the left. He'll take it in for the touchdown, and that will be an 11-yard touchdown run by Nolan Beckert as he carries it in. The score coming with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Beckert just kept it himself, found some running room. Now they'll line up quickly here to go for the 2-point conversion. two receivers wide left, Beckert in the shotgun, going for two, calling this cadence, Beckert, long count, has the snap, he'll run it himself again right up the middle, and he'll crash in for the two-point conversion, so Beckert carries in twice in a row. The Knights go up now 16-0. You're listening to the Pru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Peru State College Oak Bowl here in Peru. Your scoring recap presented by the Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
That scoring drive took just five plays to cover 60 yards. It was a quarterback keeper by Nolan Beckert for the touchdown. Beckert carried in for the two-point conversion, and that puts the Knights up 16-0 with 6:10 to play here in the first quarter. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. And you hear a bit of a lull in the crowd here, and that's because Sam Dunn is down on the field. He was injured on that two-point conversion. The trainers and the coaches are out checking on him. He's down here near the north end zone, down on the turf. The Irish are already missing Evan Keithley out of their backfield. He was injured in the game last week, not able to play. And now Sam Dunn, their starting quarterback, and he's been on the ground quite a while as they've been looking at him here. We see him moving around a lot, so that's a good sign to see. But
he did roll from his belly to his back, and you see his feet tapping.
We're going to step aside here for a 30-second timeout. Well, whenever I see that's when they jump up and trot off the field. So they're still checking on him. Let's just keep it here live for a minute and see what they decide to do. Sam Dunn shaking up on this play down on the goal line. They're still checking on him. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Oak Bowl here on the campus of Peru State College. We have 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half, 16-0. The Lord's Knights leading as they help Sam Dunn to his feet. And the good news is he's walking off the field under his own steam here. We wouldn't try to guess what the injury might have been there. The trainers from both Lord's and Sacred Heart were out there checking on him. And he is receiving a little bit of assistance from the coaches, but the good news is he's walking off the field, and we have no idea what that injury might be. But that means if Sam Dunn is unable to continue, we'll probably see James Freshel moving into the quarterback spot. And an already depleted team here. You lost Matthew Nedenrip, the starting center out at Bruning a couple of weeks ago with a broken leg. Then you lost your running back, Evan Keithley, last week. And now it appears that Sam Dunn may be out of the game here as he's taken back to the bench and going to be examined back there. Ready for the kickoff. Here it is, a short end-over-ender going to be fielded at the 15, out across the 20, out to the 25, near the 30, and dropped at the 30-yard line. That was Simon on the return. We've had so many changes here on return men that Joe Simon returning the football. He'll get it out. They'll mark the ball at the 28-yard line. That's where it'll be first and 10 now for Sacred Heart. James Freshel will be your quarterback. Sam Dunn is over on the bench being checked on by the trainers as Freshel brings him up to the line of scrimmage. James Freshel puts the backs in the I formation, hands under center is Freshel. He takes the snap, pitches the ball back, running to the left side, Riley Nelson. Nelson crashes through the arms of a couple of would-be tacklers before being taken out of bounds. On the far side, he'll have a gain of about 5 on the carry.
I think that was Schnitzer shoving him out of bounds over there. Again, the far side of the field with those
Miles,
hard numbers to read.
Miles Poppleton also in on the stop. If you wonder, I'm cheating. I've got the binoculars here, and I have a little better shot at seeing who that tackler was.
I got brand new bifocals, and they're not doing anything.
Second down and 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage spotted now out at the 33-yard line. Under center again is James Freshel with the backs in the eye. Freshel takes the snap. Same play. Pitches it back to Nelson running the left side. Nelson very close to the first down yardage before being driven out of bounds over on the far sideline by Beckert.
Pushed out of bounds.
Beckert knocked him out about a yard short there, Troy. The football is going to be spotted at the 37. It'll bring up third down and 1. Clock shows 5:20 to play here in the first half. Sacred Heart trailing 16-0 to the Lord's Knights in this ball game. Irish playing for a possible home court advantage for next week's playoffs here. Third down and 1. Again, they'll come out in the I formation. And again, with Freshel in at the quarterback, he takes a snap, keeps it on the quarterback sneak. He's got running room across midfield down to the 39-yard line of the Lord's Knights. And he was tackled there, making the stop for him, Miles Poppleton.
Yep, Poppleton.
I don't know if you saw that or not.
After he got up, I could barely get that number. They're closer on this side.
So James Freshel on the quarterback sneak picks up the first and 10, puts the ball down to the 39-yard line. The Irish now with their starting quarterback sitting over on the bench. They've got a nicked up, dinged up Riley Nelson in the backfield. Nelson's been carrying the water here for him since Dunn left the field. First down and 10 at the 39-yard line. Shotgun formation. Freshel calls the cadence. He'll run an option. Starts to his left. Now reverses to the left side, and he's going to be wrapped up and dropped for a loss on the play back near midfield at about the 40. He'll lose a yard at least.
Looks like we got 25 or 26 Brueggemann in on the tackle.
Tackle for a loss.
So the ball is now at the 40-yard line. Second down, 11 yards to go. Clock shows 4:23 and running here in the first half, 16-0. The Lord's Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish. We're live tonight from the Oak Bowl, a beautiful setting for high school football here at Prue State College. Trips to the left this time for James Freshel, the quarterback. Passing situation, obviously. Has the snap, back to pass. Now he'll look over to the left. The pass intended for Riley Nelson, broken up by Nolan Beckert. Beckert was a little bit behind Nelson, and then Beckert was there defensively to bat the ball away.
Yeah, Freshel did a pretty good job there. He felt the pressure coming on the outside. He stepped up a couple yards and dumped it off to Nelson, but again, falls incomplete.
Sam Dunn getting an awful lot of attention from the trainers over across the way, sitting on the bench. They've got his helmet off, and they're conducting, looks like, a pretty extensive interview. I have an idea what the protocol is they're working on over there.
Yep.
Third down and 11 at the 40-yard line for quarterback James Freshel. Freshel has a snap. Now he steps up, throws the ball, has a receiver, pass complete, down inside the 20, down to the 15, down near the 10 and out of bounds. I think that's Simon.
Yep, that's Simon.
Simon made the reception. They don't get him out of bounds till he's inside the 15-yard line. And they're so far down there, let me help you out.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Poppleton and Beckert, I think we're over there to get him. Good job there by Freshel to just kind of pull a almost a Patrick Mahomes-type move there. Flipped that ball over the top of the defender and found Simon going down the sideline. New line of scrimmage is at the 11-yard line. It's first down and 10. They can get a first down at the 1. Quarterback James Freshel puts a wide receiver to the right. Late arrival out there to line up now. Hands under center is Freshel. Oh, fumble on the exchange from center. Freshel got back on it, and then they rip it out. But that's after it was already down. Freshel had it covered up, and they came down and ripped it out after the whistle.
You could tell that play was struggling from the get-go.
There was some confusion. Timeout taken on the field with 3:29 to play here in the first half, second quarter. The Irish trail 16-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Peru State College, the Oak Bowl, the home of the Bobcats here. 3:39 to play first half. Irish trailing 16-0. Sacred Heart with the football facing second down and 10. The ball just outside the 10 at the 11-yard line. James Freshel hands under center at quarterback. Backs in the I formation behind him. Freshel calls his... Oh, another fumble on the exchange, and this time it's recovered by the Lord's Knights. The snap went right between James Freshel's legs, and then there to pounce on it for the Knights to get the recovery was Gio Lopez. And another turnover for the Irish. The last time they turned it over, it resulted in a touchdown for the Knights. The ball is going to be inside the 15 at about the 14. First and 10 for the Lord's Knights. Beckard, the quarterback in the gun, is back to pass. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass nearly intercepts. Sells stepped up right in front of the intended receiver. Had the ball in his hands, and that would have been a sweet turnaround if he could have came up with that one.
And he broke on that just perfect.
And he sure did. Incompletion brings up second down and 10. Again, the ball spotted just at about the 15-yard line is where they mark it. Nolan Beckard, the junior quarterback, puts trips out to his left, three receivers wide left. Beckard has the snap, looks to the left, pump fake. Now he's going to throw deep down the left sideline, and the pass overthrown, falls incomplete, no flags. Back on the coverage was Freshel, running stride for stride with the intended receiver. I'd love to be able to tell you who that receiver was. Here we go. I got it now. Got it now. It's Brady Snitzer.
Freshel's feet kind of got tangled
up. As a matter of explanation for our listeners, those of you that aren't familiar with Lords, they are wearing dark gray uniforms, pants and jerseys, with dark blue numbers on the dark gray jerseys, and virtually impossible to read without the binoculars. Beckard is the quarterback. Again, the same formation. Trips to his left. He likes to look over the middle. Beckard calling the cadence. He's got the football. He rolls left. Now throws back to his right this time. Pass is complete. They break the tackle out across the 20, the 25, the 30. Midfield the 40. It's a foot race. And he's going to take it all the way home for the touchdown. And we'll get an ID on him all the way for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was where? The 15?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, 15-yard line. Still trying to pick up that receiver. Two. There he is.
Yeah.
That was caught by Miles Poppleton. All right. We'll have the try for the two-point conversion. That would be a 65-yard pass to Miles Poppleton. That's Miles' second touchdown pass of the evening. Beckard going for the two-point conversion. Puts Poppleton in motion from left to right. Keeps it himself on the quarterback sneak forward, and he'll take it in. His third rushing two-pointer makes our score 24-0. Knights on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Peru State College here. Your scoring recap brought to you by Jake and Tasha's Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
That scoring drive took just three plays to go 65 yards, capped off with a 65-yard touchdown pass from Becker to Miles Poppleton. Poppleton's second touchdown reception of the evening. Score coming with 3:11 to play here in the first half. 24-0. The Knights on top as Lords get set to kick the football away. Who we got back deep?
That deep is, I think, Stice.
And he will field the football
or
inside
sells.
The 10. He's out to
sells.
The 15, out across the 20. That sells. Breaking tackles there. Fights his way out to near the 23 or 24-yard line. That sells on the return. It'll be first and 10 for the Irish. They have 3 minutes and 2 seconds left with which to work here in the first half, trailing now 24-0 in this 8-man contest live from Peru State. All right, with Sam Dunn on the bench injured, looks like his night is done. They've got him in a jacket or a warm-up of some type sitting over there on the bench on the far sideline. So James Freshel will be going at quarterback. Freshel, 175-pound junior, sets his backs in the I formation with Riley Nelson on the top of the I. Pitches the ball back to Nelson. He'll run to the left. Turns the corner of the 25. He's out to the 30, across the 30, and taken out of bounds just across the 30-yard line. Riley Nelson on the carry reaches out to the 31.
All right, shoving him out of bounds on that far sideline.
Poppleton and Beckard.
Thank you very much, Randy. You're getting double duty.
Yeah, I'm cheating here. All right, the football is across the 30. At the 32-yard line, third down and 2 yards to go for the Irish. Double tight end set this time at the 32. Kind of a, okay, I formation. Now he moves up under center. Freshel is back to pass. He sets in the pocket. He's got time. Dumps it over the middle to Simon. Simon with first down yardage. Midfield out to the 40-yard line goes Joe Simon. That was a well-executed little play. Just dumped it over the middle to Simon. Again, Poppleton was over there. And also in on the tackle that time was a new number we haven't seen. That must have been Anthony's, I guess. I thought it was 25, but it had to be 23. All right, this time in a shotgun formation with backs on either side. Back to pass is Freshel. Freshel dumps it out to the left. Pass complete to Simon once again. Three defenders out there to get him after a gain of about four. He's got it down to the 35-yard line. And looks like Snitzer, one of the tacklers, also Honeysuckle over there on the stop for the Knights. Second down, 6 yards to go. The ball now at the 35-yard line with two receivers wide to the left side of the field for James Freshel. Freshel has the snap. Sets. Throws out to the left. That's Simon once again, I believe.
That was Stice on that one.
That's Stice this time makes the reception. They have three defenders there, and somehow the Irish are still completing those passes. Looks like Honeysuckle was over there involved on the tackle. Also, Beckard in on the stop.
Timeout, Irish.
All right, timeout on the field with 1:18 to play here in the first half, 24-0. Sacred Heart trails. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you here in the booth at Peru State College, Peru State's Oak Bowl. 1:10 to play in the first quarter. The Irish trail 24-0. Sacred Heart with the football, third down and one, with the ball at the 30-yard line. James Freshel at quarterback, has the snap, sets in the pocket. Here's the pressure, dumps it out to the right. That's Nelson, I believe. Riley Nelson will have first down yardage. He has the ball inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. First and 10 for Riley Nelson.
Knocking him out of bounds was Winninger.
Nelson hobbled just a little bit as he gets up. He suffered a bit of a knee injury last week. Moving quickly now with no huddle on first down and 10 at the 24-yard line of the Irish in the shotgun. Back to pass, Freshel. Freshel has some time, steps picks up. Throws it over the middle. Pass complete to Simon. Simon at the 10. Simon down to the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Irish. Joe Simon with a reception. 51 seconds to play here in the first half.
Looks like we had Poppleton in on the tackle there.
Put the ball at the 5-yard line. First and goal, Sacred Heart. 51 seconds showing on the clock. Now they start the clock. Irish need to hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Precious seconds ticking away here. Quarterback, James Freshel on first and goal at the 5. He has the snap. Oh, the ball is loose. Has to chase after it. Here comes the pressure. He needs to get rid of the ball and throws it out of bounds. And we'll have a flag. He'll be called for grounding. Yeah, I knew that was coming out. Well, you got a quarterback filling in for your starter here,
yeah,
doing the best that he could. He had had he thrown that down the field, he was close enough, he could have just thrown it out of bounds in the end zone.
Right.
But he threw it out to the right sideline, and that's going to be grounding, and he'll lose the down.
That was the direction he was running, and he just chucked it.
And the penalty flag stops the clock with 34 seconds.
Calling a timeout, Irish.
Okay, going to be a timeout on the field. 30-second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Dave the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Troy, the Irish are trailing 24-0, but the Knights haven't had an answer for Joe Simon over the middle. They've been able to complete those passes to Joe with quite a bit of regularity here, and that's what they were trying for on this last play. James Freshel, the backup quarterback, got in trouble over here on the right sideline and just flung the ball out of bounds. Nobody anywhere in the area. You knew the flag was going to come out. If you're just checking in, you hear me say that James Freshel's playing quarterback. That's because the starting quarterback for the Irish, Sam Dunn, was injured on a two-point conversion play, and he is over on the sideline on the east sideline watching the game with a jacket on, so he's probably not going to be back in. It's going to be second down now and goal. The ball is all the way out to the 20-yard line. They were down at the 5 earlier. Second and goal from the 20. James Freshel calling his cadence. Has the snap, wants to throw. Rolling right, pressure coming. Looking to throw, needs to get rid of it, and now throws down into the end zone where it falls incomplete as he's driven out of bounds. Much better job of handling the situation that time.
Yep, intended for Joe Simon down there in the end zone.
So it'll bring up third down and goal. Again, the ball is out at the 20-yard line. I just have a heck of a time looking at those great big numbers that say 30, and I have to tell myself that's really the 20, but we encounter. That's why I love going to Johnson Brock so much. They've got artificial turf laid out on an actual 80-yard field and helps the old guy from getting confused out there. Third down now and goal at the 20-yard line. The clock shows 27 seconds to play here in the first half. Irish would need just one desperately to get some points up, trailing 24-0. James Freshel puts trips to his left, tight end set to the right. That's Simon, looking for Simon, dumps it over to Simon on the left side. He tries to get down the sideline. He'll be upended and dropped at the 15-yard line, and the clock keeps running. Do they have any timeouts left? If not, they're going to one timeout.
Poppleton in on the tackle.
Are they going to use it here? They're down to 10 seconds, 9 seconds, time running out on them here.
Coach is walking out on the field.
Now they take a timeout with 4. 3 is still running. They haven't stopped the clock. Now they did. 3 seconds. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart, 3 seconds to play first half. Irish trail 24-0 to the Lord's Knights. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula
with Troy Nelson. Back with you here in the Oak Bowl of Peru. One more play to finish out this first half. We'll see what the Irish can do with it. James Freshel puts two wide receivers to the left. Joe Simon splits wide to the right. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by the Knights. They wanted to see what Sacred Heart was going to set up in. So a little bit of a chess match here. We'll take another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
3 seconds on the clock in the first half here at the Oak Bowl. 24-0. The Lord's Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Irish with the football. Fourth down and goal at the 15-yard line of the Knights. As we said, 3 seconds to go. Chance for one more play here to try and put some points on the board. James Freshel is your quarterback. Two receivers wide right, one wide left. Running back set to his left in the backfield. Calling his starting count is Freshel. Freshel has the snap, sets up, pressure coming, steps up, throws the ball into the end zone, the pass deflected, knocked away, and falls incomplete. Good defense back there on the intended receiver. They had him double covered looking for Joe Simon. Pass falls incomplete, and that will end the first half. Our halftime score, the Nebraska City Lords Knights 24 and the Sacred Heart Irish 0. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime show. Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back in 2 minutes right here on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340 for a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time!
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up tonight with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices, new product, it's really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, we've got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock, so Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Peru State College here. Your halftime show recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Well, we're being entertained at halftime here by the Lord's Dance Team, and the folks on the sound system decided to crank that PA up as loud as it could possibly go with that music, so we're going to do our best to compete with the background noise out here. Our halftime scoring recap, taking a look at it here. The Knights got on the board first with 2:05 to play in the first period. An 8-yard touchdown pass, Nolan Becker to Miles Poppleton. That capped a 12-play, 59-yard drive. Becker ran in for the 2-point conversion, and the Knights led it 8-0. Later in the first quarter, with 6:10 to go first period, an 11-yard touchdown run by Nolan Becker on a quarterback keeper capped a 5-play, 60-yard drive. Becker again carried in for the 2-point conversion. It was 16-0 Knights. Then with just 3:11 to go in the first half, Becker connected on a 65-yard touchdown pass to Miles Poppleton, a 3-play, 65-yard drive. Becker ran in for the third time successfully for the 2-point conversion, made it 24-0. On the final play of the game, the Irish were down at the 15-yard line. They had a shot at it for that goal from the 15, threw it into the end zone. Pass was broken up, but what we didn't have a chance to report to you when that touchdown attempt failed was that Nolan Becker, who was playing defensive back, was shaken up on the play, and he was down on the field for quite some time. They did get him up, and he trotted off under his own steam, so it appears that he's all right. But keep in mind, the Irish have already lost Sam Dunn early on in this first half, their quarterback, and it looked like Nolan Becker was shaken up for a time. We'll have to see if he returns to play in the second half. It's halftime. The Irish trailing here now, 24-0 to the Nebraska City Lords Knights. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we're going to check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information. And then we'll be back with more of our halftime show. You're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report. They're close to home and far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back right after this.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with a low of 37. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 70 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 35 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun Saturday with daytime highs approaching 70. 62 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines, conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to the Oak Bowl on the campus of Peru State College. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish trailing the Nebraska City Lords Knights 24-0. And Troy, not a good first half for the Irish.
Nope, didn't have a whole lot of positives happen to them. They were moving the ball a little bit a couple times, but again, you know, when you fumble two possessions and you turn over on downs, and you know, it just hasn't been going their way.
Yeah, throwing the injury to Sam Dunn, the quarterback there, and just a tough first half of football. The Irish looking to secure a home berth in the playoffs, and a loss tonight, then that home game would be in question. The Lords Knights, they're just battling to be in the playoffs. They should be in anyway, but they're trying to improve their seeding in the 32-team playoffs. I want to remind everyone, we've got high school football again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. I'll be traveling over to Rockport, Missouri with Lucas Freshel. We'll have the Rockport Blue Jays hosting our friends at South Holt, the South Holt Knights. That'll be Josh Peterson and his team will be in Rockport. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff pregame show tomorrow night around 6:30. We'll have the coaches' shows and interviews and then that kickoff at 7. Also tomorrow night on our sister station, KTNC, 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM. I believe, Troy, you'll be with John Nixon as the Fall City Tigers are hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. Tigers have been having a tough time of it this year. Auburn moving, rolling right along. So it'll be Auburn and Fall City tomorrow night on KTNC, Rockport and South Holt, tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. And then, of course, Saturday evening we'll have University of Nebraska football. The Cornhuskers taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. That'll be live on KTNC. On Sunday, we go back to Sunny 101.3 with Kansas City Chiefs football. So any way you slice it, we've got a lot of football for you on weekends on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. A little bit of an extended halftime here. For some reason, we're still about 5 minutes away from moving into third quarter action, being entertained by the band here from Nebraska City Lords. So that'll give us time to step aside for another 2 minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with more high school football coming your way here on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty.
Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day starting at 8 a.m.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Troy Nelson back with you here at Peru State's Oak Bowl as we wrap up our halftime show, the halftime presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. And then we want to pass along our thanks to our good friends at Highland Community College for helping to present high school football here on Sunny 101.3. Well, Troy, we were talking about the games coming up tomorrow night and Saturday and Sunday. Next weekend will be filled with football, too, as most of our listeners know the Nebraska eight-man playoffs begin 1 week from tonight. Right now, the odds are that we'll have both the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles involved in that. We can't tell you who's going to be playing. We can't tell you where they're going to be playing, but we can tell you they will be playing on Sunday 101.3 and KTNC, depending on who's on the road and who's at home and where they're traveling to. We'll split our signals up on the two stations, and we'll do our best to get you live coverage of eight-man playoff action 1 week from tonight on both of our stations. Then we have to wrap up our regular season coverage a week from tomorrow night. Tom Bartek is going to be joining me on the road with the Falls City Tigers as they travel up to Raymond Central. That game will be on KTNC, our sister station. Next Friday night, a week from tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will be in Mound City, and he'll have the Rockport Blue Jays taking on the Mound City Panthers. That will be here on Sunny 1 week from tomorrow night. And then from there, we'll see where the playoffs take us, but wherever we may travel, we'll have that coverage for you. It's always kind of a crapshoot here, Troy, trying to figure out from one venue to the next what they're going to do with the clock. We had an exceptionally long halftime, and it's winding down, and it looks like the players are ready to go. But traditionally, they put an extra 3 minutes up, so they've now stopped the clock with 10 seconds showing. And they don't realize what they do to radio announcers when they mess with us like that. Now they are going to put 3 minutes up. So that gives us time to step aside for another two-minute break. We hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks. like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Oak Bowl on the campus of Peru State College. Our weather update as we move into the second half. Temperature at second half kickoff, 51 degrees. It feels like temperature 49. Winds out of the northwest at less than 5 miles an hour. After a very windy day in southeast Nebraska, the winds have died down for our high school football game here tonight. If you're just checking in with us, our halftime score, the Nebraska City Lords Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish 24-0. The big news for Irish fans is that Sam Dunn, the starting quarterback, was knocked out there in the first, knocked out of the game, that is. I didn't mean to say knocked out of the game with an injury. We watched him going through a protocol over on the bench that does not look good for his return. I don't think we're going to see him back onto the field here this evening. The very last play of the first half saw the quarterback for the Lords Knights, Nolan Beckard, went down. They checked on him for quite some time down there at the goal line, and then he got up and trotted off the field under his own steam. So we'll be keeping an eye out for Nolan Beckard to see if he's out there on the field. It appeared that he was okay as he trotted into the locker room. All right, the Irish will be kicking off from north to south, from our left to right. First possession of this third quarter will be with the Lords Knights. And here to describe the third quarter of play-by-play once again is Troy Nelson.
Well, for the starters, we got Carson Sells kicking off tonight.
Now you want to know who the deep men are down here, don't you?
Yep.
Well, even with the binoculars.
Carson Sells set to kick off from his 30. Right-footed kicker is up. This is going to be a short kick, bouncing at the 25, picked up and brought down by Sells.
Return was Miles Poppleton.
All right. Sells kicking and making the tackle there for Sacred Heart. So Lords will have the ball first and 10 to start the second half here on their own 21-yard line. All right. So Lords will break the huddle. And you got two receivers to your left. Looks like you got a shotgun formation. Here is your quarterback, Nolan Beckard. In motion comes Winninger, and he stops behind, and he's going to take the handoff straight up the middle. Winninger does for about a 3-yard gain.
And making a stop there for the Irish, big hit by Carson Sells on the tackle.
All right. Schnitzer bringing the play in from the sideline, and he's going to go wide to the right. Two receivers to the left. Shotgun formation is Beckard. In motion again is Winninger, and the give is to Winninger. He's going to go to the right side, and he's going to move forward for about 3 or 4 yards.
Well, on the bottom of the pile that time on the stop for the Irish was Evan Bailey. Jack Stice also in on the tackle for Sacred Heart.
Levi Anthon's bringing the play in for the Knights. He is going to line up to the left of the Beckard in the shotgun formation. Two receivers to your left. Snap is away, and the give is to Anthon's around the right side. And he's going to maybe get enough for the first down.
Vaughn Leonard was there to meet him. Leonard just put a big old bear hug on him and threw him back. And Leonard may have stopped him short. I don't think he quite got there.
It's going to be close. Fourth down in inches. They're not even going to measure it. So fourth and inches for the Knights. The ball has just crossed the 30-yard line of the Knights in a tight formation here. Quarterback under center. He's trying to draw the Irish off. He was successful at it in the first quarter. Now he's going to take the ball right up the middle for the first down.
He'll get the first down yardage. There to make the tackle, Joe Simon on him. Also down on the bottom of the pile there was Gavin Lechtenberg that time. Came in from the linebacker on the right side.
All right, first and 10 Knights. The ball on the 32-yard line. Shotgun formation. Throw is out to number 12 here on the left-hand side. which is Schnitzer, and Schnitzer is going to be tackled. It looks like we have a face mask.
Gavin Lechtenberg there to make the tackle. It was an inadvertent thing, just let go immediately as he grabbed it, but they brought him down, and we'll have a flag thrown on the play. Lechtenberg playing on the defensive there in place of the injured Evan Keithley. Not sure who's in there defensively in place of Sam Dunn right now.
That's Sells.
Sells will be in place of him. All right.
But I'm looking over on the sideline, and Nelson is not in the game either. So Simon has dropped back to a linebacker position. So a few substitutions here for the Irish. First and 10, Knights. The ball is crossed midfield now with that penalty. And the ball is right up the middle to Anthons. Anthons going to break a couple tackles and keep moving forward for about 9 yards.
Hanging on for dear life there was Joe Simon. Had him around the ankle to finally get Anthons off his feet and drop him down inside the 20. The ball's going to be at the 17-yard line now, Troy.
All right, second down and one for the Knights. You got two receivers to your right. Shotgun formation is Beckard. Anthons to his right, and he's going to give to Anthons, and Anthons is going to get enough for the first down and stood up and move backwards.
Gavin Lechtenberg and Carson Sells team up for the tackle for the Irish. 9:33 to play, third quarter, 24-0. Irish trailing the Lord's Knights.
So first and 10, Knights. They got the ball on the Irish 15-yard line. Shotgun formation. Beckard's going to fake and keep the ball to the right, and he's going to get enough for maybe 2 yards on that.
Vaughn Leonard there to wrap him up. Vaughn's a, when he makes a tackle on you, he just stands straight up, puts his arms around your chest and gives you a big bear hug, and then gently lays you down on the ground. Maybe, well, maybe gently is not the right term. Nice tackle there by Vaughn Leonard.
Second and 9. Beckard in the shotgun formation. Again, Winninger. Or Anthons. Anthons to your right. He fakes to Anthons. He throws out to the right side.
12.
And I think that's Poppleton. Nope.
12.
12, which is Schnitzer. Schnitzer is going to get shoved out of bounds for maybe a 2-yard gain.
Jack Stice was there to get the tackle for the Irish.
Third down and 7.
We have to work as a team here because of these blue numbers on gray jerseys. The naked eye just not able. No one in the stands can read those.
Triplets to your left. Shotgun formation is Beckard. Snap is away. He pulls it down and throws it to the tight end on the right side, and it's going to be caught in for about a 3-yard gain.
Again, Stice was there. This time your receiver, therefore, was Miles Poppleton.
Okay, Poppleton. Fourth and 5 from the Irish 10-yard line. The Knights have the ball.
That's a huge play right here.
Oh. Triplets to your left. Shotgun formation is Beckard. Trying to draw him off. Looks back to his head coach for the play. Gets set, and now we got a delay. I'm going to guess that's... No, the center moved the ball. No? What do we... The Knights players are clapping. Delay a game.
Delay a game against
yeah.
the Irish.
Wait a minute. How can
you be against the...
How can you have a delay a game on the defense?
Ha. What? Randy, explain this to me.
I wish I could. Let's see what he signals. Is he really going to signal delay game on the defense? How does the defense
get a delay a game? I don't know, but it's first and goal for the Knights on the 5-yard line.
My.
Okay. We didn't. We something went wrong there on the Irish. Anyway, shotgun formation, doubles to your left. Give to Anthons right up the middle. Anthons going to break one tackle, move ahead for about 2 more yards down to the goal line.
He's just about a yard short. They'll put the ball at the 1-yard line. Vaughn Leonard there to lead the tackle. Had help from friends. Clock shows 7:47 to play in the third period. Knights lead at 24-0, and they're down here threatening with second and goal at the 1.
All right, break the huddle. You got two receivers to your left, shotgun formation. Anthons is blown back in the backfield, set up to the left of Beckard. Dropping back the pass is Beckard, and he throws it out, and it's caught for a touchdown.
Making the reception was Miles Poppleton. That's his third touchdown catch of the night.
Poppleton in on the 1-yard reception for the score with 7:26 left here. The Knights will set up for the 2-point conversion, leading 30-0. All right, Knights set up here, same formation, two receivers to your left. Anthons And the fake is to Anthons, and Beckard's going to keep it, and he's going to move up and get in for the two-point conversion. So with 7:26 left here in the third quarter, the Knights take the first possession down the field and score a touchdown and a two-point conversion, take the lead 32-0. You're listening to high school football on Peru State College Game of the Week.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Peru State College here at the Oak Bowl, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. CJ Katasha or Weston in Fall City?
12 plays, 59 yards. Third touchdown of the night from Beckard to Miles Poppleton. And Beckard carries in for his fourth two-point conversion of the night. Makes it 32-0, 7:26 to play here in the third period. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Here's the kick.
The kick is away. It's going to be fielded around the 12-yard line by Stice, and he's going to move it up to the right side and keep moving, and he's going to be brought back. Nope, that's Sells on the carry now. Sorry, Sells. Carson Sells in on the reception for the Irish.
And there to make the tackle for the Lord's Knights was Levi Anthons. Well, we had some help from a listener here. They sent us the rule book that it is possible for the defense to get a delay of game. Apparently the defense was monkeying with the football. I don't know how that...
I didn't see it, but from this text message that I received, all right, defensive player obstructs the ball. I didn't see it, but that's the call.
I wonder... Interesting call. I've never seen that before.
So, Irish have the ball, first and 10 on their own 24-yard line.
Thank you to our listener.
Freshell is your quarterback, and he's going to pitch to Stice now out to the left side. And Stice is going to get forward for about 4 yards.
Anthony's there to make the tackle on him, along with Miles Poppleton on the stop.
All right, again, we got some substitutions in the game now for the Irish. Again, your starting quarterback, Sam Dunn, is out. Your starting running back slash fullback, Riley Nelson, is out. And Stice is your halfback at the moment.
I'm sure with Nelson with that knee injury, they're thinking about playoffs next week right now in a game where you're down 32-0.
All right, shotgun formation is Freshel. You got split backs on each side, and that's Stice and Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg rolls to your right. Freshel moves up to this, and he's going to dump it off. Again, good dump pass to Joe Simon, and Simon's going to get across midfield.
Simon's tackled there across midfield.
Are you kidding me? That's Carson Sells.
Or Sells by Snitzer makes the tackle on him. But I like what I'm seeing out of Freshel. Some of these passes that he's throwing here kind of remind you of what you see Patrick Mahomes do, some of these little forward flips.
So Carson Sells is in as a receiver now because Stice is your eye back.
So Sells wears 34.
Yep.
That's what made you think 24 was Simon.
Yep.
I can understand that.
Sells is going to be your receiver split out to the left. You're going to have eye formation. Freshel's under center. Lechtenberg and Stice in the backfield. Freshel's going to pitch to Stice to the left side, and Stice is going to fumble and maybe get it back.
He got the ball back. Over there battling with him for the football was Levi Anthons after they knocked it loose, but he got back on it right at the 35-yard line after a gain of a couple. It'll be second down and 2. He got 5:44 to play in the third period, 32-0. The Irish are trailing the Lord's Knights here at Peru State.
All right, Irish break the huddle. Still got Leonard Krause and Bailey in on the line. Simon's your tight end on the right. Sells on the left. Shotgun formation is Freshel, and he's going to pull up and be sacked.
Getting in there to make the stop on him for the Lord's Knights. On the tackle was Dane Lyons. Lyons, just a freshman, 175-pound defensive lineman, got in and made the stop.
All right, third down and 11 now for the Irish.
Any more injuries, and we're going to have a complete JV team out there pretty soon.
It'll be close. Stice bringing the play in. And we break the huddle. Sells will be on the left. Simon on the right. Tight end set. Shotgun. Simon is your quarterback. Lechtenberg to his right, Stice to his left, and Freshel's going to keep it, move to the left side, and get some positive yardage here, about 7 or 8.
Teaming up to make the tackle on him was Miles Poppleton. Also, Isaac Brueggemann on the tackle that time for the Knights.
7 yards on the carry brings up fourth down for the Irish. The ball is spotted on the Knights' 30-yard line. Looks like we had Stice bringing the play back to the sideline.
Clock running here with 4:15 to play in the third period. 32-0. Knights on top.
Freshel, your quarterback in the shotgun. Lechtenberg to your right. And Freshel's going to keep it. Try to middle, but move it out to the left-hand side. And he's going to get out of bounds for the first down.
Yes, he did a great job of reaching. No, he got it. He reached the football out, and he's got the first down with about a half a yard to spare. It was close, but he got it by reaching the football out as he went out of bounds.
I didn't like the way that official spotted that ball on the far side. All right, so first down, Irish. Ball on the Knights' 27-yard line. Again, out of bounds, so the clock is stopped with 4:02 left here in the third quarter. Irish break the huddle. Simons, your tight end on the right. Sells on the left. Shotgun formation is Freshel. Lechtenberg to the right. Stice to the left. Freshel's dropping back to pass, and he's going to be flushed out of the pocket to the right. Now he's going to take it, tuck it, and run, and move ahead for about 2 yards.
There to get the hit on him and make the tackle initially was Miles Poppleton. Boy, Miles Poppleton has been active here tonight. He's been in on a whole bucket full of tackles. He's got 3 touchdown receptions from Beckard. Poppleton's had a big night for the Knights.
All right, Sales bringing the play in from the sideline. 2nd down and 4 for the Irish. They have the ball on the Knights' 21-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Freshel's shotgun formation, Lechtenberg to his left. Freshel's on a quarterback keeper to the left. He's going to follow his blockers. He's going to get enough for the first down and stay in bounds just as he crosses the 15-yard line.
Kellen Schnitzer, the freshman, came up and led the tackle on him. People wonder, why are we playing at Peru State College? Well, that's because Pioneer Field has been under construction in Nebraska City. I'm old enough that I can remember in the late 70s when they were building Pioneer Field, the first time they played all the home games down here at Peru State, and I worked a lot of them. Here in the Bobcats.
There you go. Let's see. Sells is going to be on the left-hand side. Shotgun formation is Freshel. Lechtenberg, the running back, to his left. Freshel's design keeper here. Again, having some trouble getting out of the backfield, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds for no gain.
Freshel on the keeper. Well, he had 2 or 3 defenders, had a piece of him over there. Kellen Schnitzer very wisely grabbed him to throw him out of bounds and then pulled up and didn't go ahead and finish through. That was good thinking there on the part of the freshman.
No gain on the carry. 2nd down and 10 for the Irish.
Bit of history back there in the 70s. Hayward Elementary is located now where Hayward Field used to be in Nebraska City. That's where we started doing high school football before they moved over to the Pioneer Field near the new high school. A lot of history in these schools.
Irish break the huddle. Shotgun formation is Freshel. Looks like Lechtenberg is set up to his left. Freshel takes the snap. He's trying to pass it. He's running out to his right side now, and he's going to get the ball and throw it out of bounds.
Well, he had 3 defenders chasing him over there, and that was pretty heads-up play that time with the backup quarterback, James Freshel.
And complete pass. The clock stops here in the third quarter with 2:30 left. Nebraska City Lords Knights lead 32-0, but the Irish have the ball 3rd and 10 on the Knights' 15-yard line.
I've been scanning that far sideline looking for Sam Dunn over there. I haven't been able to spot him. I wonder if maybe he hasn't left the venue.
All right. Leonard is your center. He's shotgun formation is Freshel. Lechtenberg sets up behind him this time. Stice comes in motion. Freshel flushed out to the right. He throws it to Lechtenberg, and Lechtenberg can't hold on to it.
And just slightly out in front of him, Lechtenberg had his fingertips on it, could not haul it in, and it'll fall incomplete. That'll bring up 4th down and 10, the line of scrimmage at the 15-yard line. Your clock shows 2:24 to play. Stop with the incompletion here in the third quarter. 32-0, the Lord's Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish.
4th and 10 for the Irish, again on the Knights' 15-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Bailey, Leonard, and Krause are your linemen. You got three receivers to your left, one to your right. Shotgun formation is Freshel. Freshel puts a man in motion. That's Lechtenberg. Freshel rolls to his right. He sets up the pass, and he's got a man open, but it's batted down. Incomplete.
Right. Yeah. Right at the goal line. I don't see a flag.
We got a flag back up here at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay, because I was looking down where the battle was going with the receiver. Let's see what that flag's going to be then.
Yeah, well, if it's thrown back at the line of scrimmage.
Quite a discussion here among the striped shirts to decide what they're going to do. That was fourth down with an incompletion. If it's against the Irish, you would think that they would decline that and
holding
take the football.
Holding against the Irish.
Yep. Holding against the Irish.
But why wouldn't you?
That's an offsetting penalty. So there was thrown down there on that play that we were looking at.
All right. So it'll be a repeat fourth down.
But you only threw one flag, so. Man. All right. So offsetting penalties. The Irish have a do-over. Fourth and 10 on the 15.
Don't ask me to explain that. We just describe it.
Where that flag was thrown, a line of scrimmage. Anyway, here we go. Irish break the huddle. Simon is your split out to the left, Sells to your right. Shotgun formation is Freshel, Lechtenberg to your right. Science Stice comes in motion. Snap is away, and we're going to have movement on the Irish line.
Yeah, that'll cost them another 5 yards on a procedure penalty and move the ball out to the 20-yard line. Now it'll be fourth down and 15 yards to go from the 20. All of this happening with 2 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the third period here at Peru State. Our score, 32-0, the Lord's Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Irish in danger of finishing the regular season and even 500 at 4-4 going into the playoffs.
All right, Irish break the huddle. Looks like you got Simon to the left, Stice to the left, shotgun formation, Lechtenberg to your right, Stice comes in motion, Fresh will drop him back to pass, and he's going to unload it down on the end zone and incomplete or intercepted, intended for Simon. Nice bringing it out of the end zone and bringing it up to the 9-yard line.
Hitting the interception there for Lords was Brady Snitzer, and Snitzer brings it out of the end zone and didn't get back to the 10. They're going to tackle him at about the 9. He'd have been better off taking a knee there.
Yeah.
He'll bring it out to the 9-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. The Knights take over with the 2:02 to play in the third quarter, leading 32-0 here at Peru State.
All right, so from the south end zone, the Knights have the ball spotted on the 9-yard line. Shotgun formation is Beckard. In motion, give fake. Beckard's going to keep it right up the middle, and he's going to move ahead for about 6 or 7 yards.
Stice in on the tackle. Also in on the stop there for the Irish that time. Down on the bottom of the pile was Caleb Kirkendall, 200-pound sophomore.
There you go. So another new name and number getting some playing time for the Irish. Knights break the huddle. Second down in about 3. Two receivers to your right. Beckard shotgun formation. Got a running back to his right. Fake to him. Fake pumps. Now he goes down the sideline to the right and overthrown. Intended receiver over there on the far sideline. Is that Poppleton?
Yep, number 3.
3, not Poppleton then. And Winninger. Incomplete pass for the Knights. The clock stops here in the third quarter with a minute 25 left. Knights break the huddle. You're going to have two receivers to your right. Shotgun formation is Beckard. All right. Looks like we got Anthons set up behind him. Now he's going to move to the right of Beckard. Offense gets set. We got a man in motion. Snap is away. The give is to Anthons right up the middle. Anthons going to be hit and moving. He just keeps his feet moving. Anthons chugging and might have the first down there.
7 defenders involved in the stop, primarily. The first man to get a hold of him there was Vaughn Leonard, but there were 7 Irish players involved in that stop.
Man, a lot of white jerseys, 8-man football. All right, they did not get the first down, so 4th and 1 for the Knights. Again, they're on their own 19-yard line. 18-yard line. They got to go to the 19.
They're going after
it. Go for it here. Watch the hard count. Put a band in motion is Winninger. They tried to draw him off lots of times here, and that's what they're trying to do here. Now he gets set again underneath the center, and he's going to sneak it right up the middle. And he's still moving. He's still moving. Man, Becker does a great job on fourth and one, trying to hard count, takes the ball right up the middle for about 7 yards.
It looked like they had him stopped, and then he kept moving and churning those legs and moving forward. Finally, getting the tackle again was Caleb Kirkendall along with Carson Sells teaming up for the stop.
All right, first and 10 now for the Knights. They have the ball on the Irish 37-yard line. And we're going to let the clock run down here at the end of the third quarter. We've got 10 seconds left and counting.
I don't think they're going to try to run a play. They're just going to let the timer out. So after three quarters of play, the Nebraska City Lords Knights are leading the Sacred Heart Irish 32-0 after three periods. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Kelly Cryer to their staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Cryer is a board-certified colorectal surgery and general surgery with additional interest in cancer prevention and will be at the hospital the fourth Tuesday of each month beginning on September 27th. To schedule an appointment, please call 402-245-6510. At the Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic! Is it more money?
It's a lot more money!
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet! I'm going to get my bachelor's degree!
Wow! Where?
Prue State College! They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone!
Do you think I could go too?
Of course! Just visit Prue State College at peru.edu.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside our broadcast booth in the Oak Bowl here on the campus of Peru State College. We move into fourth quarter action. The Irish trailing the Knights 32-0. Here with fourth quarter is Troy Nelson.
All right, Knights break the huddle. Shotgun formation as Beckert comes in motion. I'm going to figure that to be Winninger. Winninger is going to take the handoff and move forward for about 2 yards.
And there again on the tackle was Caleb Kirkendall for the Irish. Kirkendall wrapped him up primarily, had a little bit of help on the tackle from Gavin Lechtenberg.
Second down and 8 now for the Knights.
Recapping what's happened here tonight, the starting quarterback Sam Dunn went out in the first half. He's been out of the game most of the time. We've got a running back on the sideline. Lots of players injured.
Knights take the ball to the right side, and coming up, Winninger on that carry. Anthons.
Anthons on the carry, and on the tackle was Joe Simon. Simon with the stop.
And so it's going to bring up third down and 7 now.
Joe Simon's body language on that tackle and getting up, he just looks like he's aggravated.
Yeah.
You can just tell in the body language, he's not a happy defensive ball player right now.
Third and 8 for the Knights. Triplets to your left. Shotgun formation is Beckert. He's going to roll to his left, come up, and throw down to the left side. And a man wide open, enough for the first down, and going to be hit there and brought down.
Snitzer on the reception. Gavin Lechtenberg on the tackle.
Parse there with those, as Randy has said many a times, gray jerseys with blue numbers. He's just tough to read. But first down, crossing midfield are the Knights.
Not tough, impossible.
Well, you're doing a great job with your binoculars.
Yeah.
Beckert, shotgun formation. He's going to give to Winninger in motion. And Winninger is going to break a couple tackles, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. So from 38 yards out, I think, Randy.
38-yard touchdown.
Vance Winninger takes the handoff, goes out onto the right side, in for the touchdown.
That score coming with 10 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Puts them up 38-0 as we line up for the two-point conversion. Beckert has already ran in for 4 of them tonight.
Shotgun formation is Beckert. Three receivers to your right. He pumps it to the right, and the man is wide open in the back of the end zone. Poppleton in for the two-point conversion. So with 10:29 left in the fourth quarter, Lord's Knights take the lead 38-0. You're listening to 8-Man Football on your Peru State College Game of the Week.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Peru State College here. We've had a flag on the two-point conversion, and now the Knights have moved it back here 10 yards. So here's your two-point conversion. Knights roll out. Beckard throws to the right side, and again, now he's in for the two-point conversion. Far side referee raising his hands over there, and I don't see any flags this time. I don't know how we missed it the last time.
Making the catch was Kellen Snitzer for the two-point conversion. We're just going to keep it here live right now as Snitzer makes the two-point conversion, makes it 40-0. It's time for a scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. An 8 play.
70. Yes, there's my math on an 8-man field.
8 play and 70-yard drive. Winninger got the touchdown, and F. Poppleton caught it for the two-point conversion. Our score goes 40-0 with 10:29 to play here in the fourth period. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Troy?
All right. Knights now set to kick the ball here on the 30-yard line. Down to receive for the Irish should be Sells. Yep, he's set up on the goal line. All right, and I think our kicker, we had this problem earlier, Amandu Musa. All right, yep, Musa, right-footed kicker, gets the ball up. It's going to be fielded by Stice. Sorry, Sells around the 10-yard line. Sells is following his blockers right up the middle, and he's going to get about a 12-yard return on that.
Sells did a good job of using the blockers as he turned it upfield. There to make the tackle on him was Anthons leading the way. He had the primary hit. 10:07 to play in the ball game. Clock is running. Knights on their way to picking up their fourth win of the year would put them at an even 500, 4-4, leading 40-0. The Irish came in here 4-3. It looks like both teams are going to leave the field tonight at 4-4 in the year.
There you go. 1st and 10, Irish. Freshel, your quarterback. Shotgun formation. Lechtenberg comes in motion. Freshel's going to throw it to the right side, intended for Simon, and Simon can't hold on to it.
Just slightly overthrown there. Simon reached out, got his fingertips on it, could not pull it in. So the Irish lost Evan Keithley last week. Evan is out for the rest of the season. He's going to be fine. He'll be around for basketball, but he's just not able to play any more football. And tonight we see the starting quarterback, Sam Dunn, go out with apparently a similar injury. And we haven't seen him back on the field. In fact, I don't see Sam out there on the sideline anymore.
He's not here. Irish break the huddle, 2nd down and 10. Freshel in the shotgun, 2 receivers to your left. Freshel drops back to pass. He's got Sells open across the middle. Sells moves up to the right side, and he's going to be brought down. Crossed midfield, Carson Sells goes for the reception.
And over there to get the tackle on him was Miles Poppleton making the stop.
All right, so 1st and 10, Irish. They cross midfield here. Ball's going to be spotted on the Knights' 37-yard line, 36-yard line. All right, so who do you got coming in now? Evan Keithley, I think. Not Evan, sorry, his little brother. Number 15 coming in. Clayton Keithley. Clayton Keithley coming into the game now for the Irish.
133-pound sophomore.
He's going to be split out to the right side with Lechtenberg. Freshel in a shotgun. Freshel dropping back to pass. He looks for his tight end on the right side. It's Joe Simon, and he connects with him for about a 3-yard gain.
Simon tackled immediately as he catches the football by Vance Winninger.
All right, second down in about seven for the Irish. Again, running clock now here in the fourth quarter. The Knights lead 40-0.
Right now, both of these coaches are just saying, let's get me out of the game here without getting anybody else hurt, is what they're looking at.
All right, so Lechtenberg and Stice to the right. Shotgun formation is Freshel. Snap is away. Freshel has time. The Knights only putting two rushers on the field, but what do you know? That's all they need. Sack. The Knights come up with the sack on Freshel. They're going to lose him about 5 yards on that play.
Big Sam Boland, 5'10", 220-pound senior lineman. Boland came across. That may be the first time we've called Sam's name tonight on defense, making the tackle. Boland, a big boy, 220.
All right, third down and 11 now for the Irish. Carson Sells bringing the play in from the sideline. It's like Stice and... got two receivers to your right. Stice is one of them. Sells to your left. Shotgun formation is Freshel, and it's Lechtenberg back there with him. Freshel's on the run to the right side, and he's going to try and dump it off, and it's going to go tipped out of bounds by the defender.
Yeah, he was looking for Simon. Miles Poppleton was over there and tapped the ball and knocked it out of bounds on the far sideline. It falls incomplete.
Well, with the running clock here in the fourth quarter, Randy, the Irish have a lot of underclassmen in the game. Again, some injuries. The seniors are kind of out, but you still got Krause on the line with Bon Leonard as your center.
Well, both of these coaches are thinking about playoffs a week from tonight here. I just don't want to get anybody.
The Irish have your starting linemen still in. Sells coming to the left with Stice. Shotgun formation is Freshel. Lechtenberg set up to the right. He'll be in the blocking back. Freshel moves to the left, and he's going to unload it. He's looking for Stice. Stice has it around the 15-yard line for enough for the first down and going to fall forward for about a 2-yard gain.
Well, that was well thrown. He found Stice right between two defenders. The Knights had a man in front of him and a man behind him, and the ball was right on the money. Stice pulls it down, has the ball first and 10 at the 14-yard line now of the Knights. Irish would like to put some points up here.
Yes. So Freshel goes to the sideline to get the play. Joe Simon, split wide to the right with Stice. Shotgun formation is Freshel. Lechtenberg, you're blocking back to the right. Freshel takes the snap. He moves out to his right looking for a receiver, and he's going to throw it to the end zone, and he overthrows Stice. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, he's been looking for Stice right down at the goal line over on the defensive coverage. Vance Winninger and another defender, they were both right there with the receiver.
So the ball falls incomplete. The clock stops with five. No, it's still running. Sorry, running clock here, 40-0, Knights lead. So running clock, 5 minutes left in this game. Second down and 10 for the Irish.
It's not often that you see a running clock going against the Irish. That doesn't happen often.
All right, shotgun formation is Freshel. Lechtenberg to your right. Sells split out to the left. Two receivers to the right. Freshel's going to take the snap and a quarterback keeper. Try and move it up the middle, and he's going to get maybe 1 yard on that.
Boy, not much running room at all there for Freshel before they collapse on him. Anthony's there on the tackle. Also, Robert Honeysuckle in on the stop that time for the Lord's Knights.
Brings up third down and 9 for the Irish. Again, the ball spotted on the 14-yard line of the Knights. Running clock. We're down to 4:20 now in the fourth quarter.
Invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show tonight as we wrap this one up here in the Oak Bowl in Peru. We'll have a rundown of the scoring and a scoring recap for you. We'll also talk about upcoming broadcasts that we have both tomorrow night and next week here on Sunny.
Freshel having some trouble with Coach Goltz getting that play figured out. As we're going to be your back judges making the hand count, but we do get the snap away. Freshel throws it to Lechtenberg, and Lechtenberg is a little too high and can't hold on to it.
Yeah, over there on the coverage, Robert Honeysuckle. Lechtenberg had that ball just a little bit behind him. He had his hands on it, and I would guess most of the time he'd probably catch that one, just not able to pull it down that time.
All right, so incomplete pass brings up fourth down and 9 now for the Irish.
3.5 minutes to go with a running clock here at Peru State.
Freshel goes to the sideline and gets the play. He's back to the huddle now. Irish break the huddle. Sells and Stice to your right. Simon to your left. Shotgun formation is Freshel with Lechtenberg back in the backfield. Snap is away. Freshel flushes out to his right. He's going to throw to the end zone. It's too high for Stice. Falls incomplete. Turnover on downs.
Vance Winninger over there on the defensive coverage with Stice. And Winninger doing a good job defensively there, staying with Stice. Change of possession will stop the clock. 2 minutes, 52 seconds to go in our football game. 40-0, your score. The Lord's Knights with the lead over the Sacred Heart Irish. Both teams will enter next week's playoffs at 4-4. Now, anything can happen here. We don't have any idea where the Irish may be.
Yeah.
Most likely they'll be on the road. And wherever it is, we'll have coverage for you. Also hope to be following the Johnson Brock Eagles next Thursday night.
All right. So, again, looks like the Knights are just going to try and let this game run down as their quarterback, Beckard, comes up under center watching the back judge. He raises his hand with 10 seconds left. Now the snap is away. It's a pitch out to the right side. I think that's Winninger in number 3. And he's going to be hit and not go out of bounds for about a 5-yard gain.
Well, he was trying to stay in there. Joe Simon was over there on the tackle. Jack Stice in on the stop. Carson Sells was over there. All three of them getting after him. He's out near the 20 is where they mark him.
So second down and 4 now for the Knights.
Inside of 2 minutes to go, Troy. A minute 42 to play in the football game. Again, please stay with us for our postgame show, and we'll give you a rundown of how this all transpired tonight.
Becker gets the play from the sideline. He comes up under center. I formation, and he's just going to stand there and wait for the back judge to raise his hand. There, the hand is up, so now he gets set. Becker's going to get right up the middle to Anthons. Anthony's going to move forward for about 2 or 3 yards.
And there to make the tackle for the Irish was Carson Sells with a solo stop on that one.
So third down in inches now for Lords. Again, running clock. We're at a minute now left in the game. Third and inches. Ball spotted right around the 24-yard line. The Knights bring the play from the sideline. Beckard comes up under center. I formation, Anthons and Winninger. Back judge has his hand up, gets set. Now it's going to be quarterback sneak right up the middle, for enough for the first down, but not much more.
Got the first down before the stop was made there for the Irish by Caleb Kirkendall. Kirkendall primarily the man that hit him first, then got some help from a couple of other defenders. 40-0 in all probability is going to be our final score here.
20 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, they won't have to
leave the field.
Yeah, they won't have to snap it again. So the Nebraska City Lords Knights defeat the Sacred Heart Irish. Your final score, 40-0 here at Peru State. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show coming up. You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the post-game scene here at the Oak Bowl in Peru State, these two Catholic schools form a prayer circle around the big blue Bobcat out at the 50-yard line, the Irish and the Lord's Knights here, and good to see the two teams coming together for post-game prayer at the end of a hard-fought contest. Troy Nelson, not the outcome I was expecting tonight. 40-0, a running clock. The Lord's Knights with the big win over the Sacred Heart Irish. Probably the big news for Irish fans is not good, and that's Sam Dunn was knocked out of the game in the first half with an injury. He was walking around over on the sideline for a time and then apparently left the venue. Or is he back?
I think he's, as you say this, in the red Nebraska blanket there.
Okay, and that's where he disappeared to, under a red blanket. But Sam Dunn was unable to return to the game after being injured there in the first half. Folks that are familiar with Irish football know that last week we lost Evan Keithley. Keithley is out for the rest of the season. Riley Nelson has been playing with a banged-up knee from last week. He was taken out of the game in the second half. Probably could have continued to play, but at that point it was 32-0, and I think the coaches started thinking about playoffs next week, and they got Riley pulled out of there. Earlier, a couple of weeks ago out at Bruning, we lost Matt Bedenrip, the starting center. So from the starting lineup that we started this season with to the lineup that we've got on the field here in the second half of this one, a much different looking football team out there for the Sacred Heart Irish. Let's take a look at a scoring recap here for this second half. At halftime, it was 24-0. The Knights were leading the Irish. Miles Poppleton had caught two touchdown passes from Nolan Beckard. Beckard also had run in for an 11-yard touchdown pass. Beckard ran in for all three of the two-point conversions in that first half, made it 24-0. Then with 7:26 to play in the third period, Miles Poppleton caught his third touchdown pass of the evening, a one-yarder this time from Nolan Beckard. Beckard carried in for his fourth two-point conversion, made it 32-0. Then with 10:29 to play in the fourth period, a run by Vance Winninger from 38 yards out for the touchdown, capped an eight-play 70-yard drive. The pass was complete to Poppleton for the two-point conversion, made our final score tonight 40-0, the Nebraska City Lords Knights with the win. The story probably would be turnovers early in the ball game, Troy. The turnovers really cost us.
They did. You know, the Irish, I think, let's see, one, two, three, on their fourth possession, they fumbled it. On their fifth possession, they fumbled it right before the half. And again, on both of those fumbles, Lords scored a touchdown.
Yeah, Lords turned those turnovers into points, and that kind of, I guess, put the writing on the wall for the final outcome. So, looking forward, the eight-man playoffs begin 1 week from tonight. It appears now that the Irish may very well be on the road. That's not certain. They could still get a home.